ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದಿಯೇ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷದಿ ಅಥವಾ ಕಾಟಕೋಪನಿಷದಿ ಪ್ರಥಮಾಧ್ಯಾಯೇ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾವಲಿ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿಸರ್ಜಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 17. After having praised the knowledge, after having praised even the student, at last Lord Yama started his teaching, and for which he first presents Omkara as an alambanam for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. You saw that our last class explained the meaning of the word Omkara. How Omkara is Alambanam, I told you already, Alambanam means support and Pratikam means support, the symbol. And Omkara becomes a symbol. A symbol is a support. Symbol itself is a support. So both words mean the same. Okay? And how Akara, Ukara, Makara, we saw the meanings of Akara, Ukara and Makara. And Akara, Ukara, Makara, the three sounds actually stand for Sagunam Brahma. And when we utter the Omkara, the silence following Omkara, the sounds stands for three manifestations, when threefold conditions of Ishvara. As the gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, and the unmanifest universe. Whereas the pure consciousness, the source of knowledge, alone is symbolized by silence. Do you remember this much? You've already seen the meanings. And we started seeing the 18th mantra. Also we have seen. This 18th mantra, I said, we saw. The 18th mantra is a mantra which has been lifted literally to Bhagavad Gita, almost. It is a proof that how Bhagavad Gita is the milk extended from the Upanishads. Okay, we have seen this also. We have seen the Bhashyam also, I think. Have you seen? Yes, okay, good. All these mantras reveal the Atma Swarupam only, but still we'll be seeing again. See, even though already Swarupam has been unfolded, we'll be unfolding the Atma Swarupam just to see how what we arrive at through our analysis when being the meaning of the words given here in the mantra. Okay. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ 18th ಮಂತ್ರ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್. ನ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿನ್ನಾಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ಬಭೂವ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೆ ಶರೀರೇ. ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಚ್? ಓಕೆ, ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ 19th ಮಂತ್ರ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಟುಡೇ. ಆಸ್ ಐ ಸೆಡ್, ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವತ್, ದಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ of Bhagavad Gita, where Bhagavan discusses the Atma Swarupa Lakshanam, the verses revealing the Atma Swarupam, nature of the reality, nature of the Atma. Those verses are literally taken from the mantras of this portion of Kathopanishad. So this mantra, this 19th mantra also, of course, one of the important mantras. So here, how when we understand always, it is the erroneous notion a person entertains about oneself contributes for the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, and because of which a phenomenon called desire comes into the picture. And when the desire arises naturally, effortlessly, impelled by this fundamental problem, desire alone impels the action. And how once a person performs action impelled by the desire, action produces result, punya papam. And punya papam have take their own time to exhaust, to fructify. Therefore, punya papam remains in a person's account without getting exhausted. And not to exhaust this unexhausted punya papams, a person has to be born again. Is it clear? This is how ajnanam mulataha contributes for samsara. Ajnanam katham samsara bandha karanam bhavati. How does ajnanam becomes cause of samsara? See, samsaraha here is samyak sarati iti samsaraha. That which keeps on moving uninterruptedly, comfortably, without any, nothing can stop the movement of samsara. It keeps on moving. Why? Samsara is like a chakram, it's a cycle. Because samsara happens in cyclic process, beginninglessly, endlessly. There's this births of the cycle of births and deaths, and over which we have no say. We do not have any choice over not being born again. We do not have choice over not dying again. Whether we like it or not, birth will happen, death will happen constantly, continuously. And what is it which contributes for the birth? We have to go through the pairs of opposites until we exhaust the parabdha. When parabdha is exhausted, death will happen. So death is not an end of life. Death, after death also, one has to be born again, because everyone has one's own next set of parabdha ready for exhaustion. And the parabdha is ready for exhaustion because everyone has sanchita karma. And when did a person accumulate sanchita karma? From time immemorial, like one has been accumulating sanchita karma. Why sanchita karma become exhaust? How does a person accumulate sanchita karma? Because a person accumulates punya papams every janma. And the punya papams remain unexhausted. Unexhausted punya papams alone accumulated as sanchita karma. So what contributes to the accumulation of punya papams as sanchita karma? Performance of actions. And performance of actions is inevitable, because performance of actions are compelled by two things. Biological, the natural urges also make us do karma. Again, desires, the cultivated desires also contribute for the performance of actions. So these natural biological urges also cause the results of actions. They cause the actions, because once you're endowed with the body maintenance complex, you have no choice. You have to take care of the natural requirements. So you have to do karma. Like we have to appease your hunger, quench your thirst. So you have to do karma. Again, the cultivated desires also are there. And those desires also impelled by what? Any desire is an expression of the symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. If a person has sense of fulfillment, the person has self-acceptance, your self-rejection, then naturally the desires will not be there. But desires do arise because of lack of self-acceptance, because of self-rejection, because of sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness, sense of insecurity centered on I. And this common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I, which alone contribute for the fundamental desire of wanting to live long happily, which gives rise to countless number of deceits. And this fundamental problem is because of the strong, wrong notions, erroneous notions a person entertains about oneself. What are those notions? I'm small is a notion. I'm inadequate is a notion. Again, strong notions are, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. These notions, I am the doer, aham karta, aham bhokta, iti vicharaha, this thinking, I am the knower, I am the knower, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, are very strong notions. And these notions are because of what? These erroneous notions are because of the erroneous perception of the self, because of wrong identity a person has with the body, mind, sense complex. The aham buddhi is there in dehe, aham buddhi, manasi aham buddhi, indriyesho aham buddhi, panesho aham buddhi. In all the anatma aspects of the individual, there is very strong I sense. Isn't this? This dehatma buddhi, sukshma sthula, even karna deheshu aham buddhihi, I sense is very strongly there. Because of which there's wrong identity, wrong perception of the self, thereby a person entertains a wrong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. It is these wrong notions which contribute for the bondage. The notional bond, notion caused bondage. Samsaraha, is it wrong? Samsara is because of the wrong notion only. Really, there's no bondage. There's no real bondage. There's no real freedom also. This bondage is caused by notion, notional bondage, notion caused bondage. Therefore, this notion should resolve. If wrong notion a person has about oneself should resolve. Kartrutvam should resolve. Bhoktrutvam resolved, should be resolved. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, this notion should resolve. Only then a person can, person need not become free from bondages karma. He can claim the freedom which is already there as one's own surupa. So these notions have to be resolved. For resolving the notion, wrong notions, one has to have direct perception of the self, for which one needs jnanam. So that's a jnana deva kaivalyam. It's only because of jnanam, only jnanam, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the truth obtaining as a self is the only thing a person needs to resolve the wrong notions. To correct the error in the perception, thereby to resolve the wrong notions. Therefore, here in this mantra, Lord Yama makes it very clear how this, the content of I, the first person singular pronoun I, definitely the meaning of I is not any of the objects, but it is the subject. Again, so I refers to only the subject, the knower, and that knower definitely is only a qualification attributed to the abstract formless reality. There is no knower other than the reality. That is said here. Therefore, that reality, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is free from doership and enjoyership. That is made very clear in this mantra. If this upanishad becomes very clear, all other upanishads also will be the same. Okay. Hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam. Hanta chen manyate hantam, hatas chen manyate hatam. Ubhau tau na vijanito nayam hantina hanyate. When I'm reading first, we're not breaking. Hanta chen manyate hantam, hatas chen manyate hatam. Ubhau tau na vijanito nayam hantina hanyate. So here, Hanta chet, hanta iti manyate chet, hantum, hataha iti manyate chet, hatam iti manyate chet. Ubhau tau na vijanitaha, I am na hanti, I am na hanyate. these verses, these we have seen definitely the meaning of these words in Bhagavad Gita. Let us see here. So here, Chet is an indeclinable word, which means if. Chet ityasya yadi ityavasha artaha. Manyate hanta manyate. Chet hanta iti manyate chet. Hanta manyate chet. So here hanta is rikarantaha pullingaha hantru shabdaha. Hanta means the one who kills. Yaha hanti sa hanta. The one who kills, the one who cause, one who violates, one who hurts, one who wounds is hanta. So hanta manyate chet. Okay. So hanta is a killer. If a killer thinks, hantum. If a killer thinks to kill. If a person who kills thinks to kill. Hantum manyate chet. Atava. Hataha. Hatam manyate chet. Hataha. Hataha. Here is the person who is killed also thinks. Hatam manyate. He considers himself to be killed. So if a person thinks, a killer thinks to kill, that killer, the killed one thinks he has been killed, then ubhau tauna vijanitaha. Vijanati, vijanitaha, vijani, vijananti. So here vijanitaha, both of them do not know. So whichever person thinks as a killer, who thinks he wants to kill, and the person who thinks that he is killed, both of them do not know. Why? Because I am na hanti, I am na hanyate. So I am here means this atma does not kill. I am na hanti, I am na hanyate. Atma is not killed, atma does not kill. I told you many times, this is the literal meaning of the verse. I am is a third person singular pronoun, which like Ashaha, which me implies here the nearest self. It's all pervasive reality, obtaining as the nearest self alone is implied with third person singular pronoun, this. I am Atma. This means what is nearest, nearer to yourself? You are the nearest to yourself. So I am indicates the nearest self. The meaning of the word I. I am na hanta. I am, this atma does not kill. I am na hanyate. That this atma is not killed. What does it mean? Not only killing. This atma is not the doer of any action. Not only the act of killing. Of course, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Atma is absolutely indestructible. That's a different thing. But here, Atma does not kill. I am na hanti means, Atma does not kill means, Atma is not the doer of any action. Not only the act of killing, Atma is not the doer of any action means, Atma is not the doer. Atma is not the karta. Why? I am stands for the nearest self. The meaning of the word I and that which is actually referred to by this first person singular pronoun I is abstract formless reality. The abstract formless reality is of the nature of knowing. Therefore implied by the term jnanam, chaitanyam, this pure consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness, the impermanent Atma. I am, this Samskrita I am refers to abstract consciousness, impermanent the term Atma. I am na hanyat, I am na hanta means this Atma is not the killer means Atma is not the doer of any action. Atma is not the doer, akarta. Atma is not the karta, Atma is not the Atma is akarta. Why do we say? We know very well this consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. We know very well what action does consciousness do. Consciousness cannot do any action. Why? Because performance of action implies moving from one place to another place, at least having slightest movement. Atma is of the nature of motionlessness. Achalam. Achalaha Atma. Why Atma has the nature of actionlessness? Atma is of the nature of motionlessness. Atma has the nature of changelessness also. So this achalatvam is because of, we can say, sthanutvam, unmoving. It's unmoving because of its sarvagatatvam, changelessness. Nirvikaratvam, because of its sarvagatatvam. Because Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Again, we know very well, Atma is only a word revealing the abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness. And it's also of the nature of all pervasiveness. Because of this all pervasiveness being the nature of this inexplicably subtlest reality, this reality is implied with the term Atma. So Sarvagatattvam is the Swarupam. Where there's nothing beyond this consciousness, nothing subtler than the consciousness. Consciousness is the subtlest and beyond everything. Therefore, Sarvagatattvam is its Swarupam. Because of its all pervasiveness, Atma is the nature of changelessness. Because of his nature of changelessness, Atma has the nature of motionlessness. Atma is unmoving and changeless, immobile. So because of his nature of motionlessness, we say Atma is the nature of actionlessness, silence. Atma doesn't speak anything, doesn't say anything, because actionless. All these words come very closely. So actionlessness is the Swarupam of the Atma. Even though no action is possible without the blessing of Atma. Any physical action is possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. Any subtle action, any function, involuntary function is possible. Subtle function is possible because of the blessing of the Atma. The voluntary actions are also possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. All actions are Atma. All functions are Atma. But Atma is free from actions. Atma is free from doership. Atma is free from being the doer. Atma is not the doer. Without the blessing of Atma, no action is possible. All actions happen in the Atma because of the blessing of the Atma. If Atma is not there, what action can happen? Only this all-pervasive reality is always there without coming and going. Without arriving and departing, it is always there changelessly. And this reality is ended with the power of knowing. This power of knowing, when it becomes manifested alone, there is possibility of the mind becoming conscious and sentient. Only when the mind becomes conscious and sentient, mind becomes functional. Only when the mind is functional, all subtle powers become functional. Only when all subtle powers become functional, the perceptions of the world is also possible. Perceptions of the objects is possible. Again, all physical activity is also possible. Karmendriyanam, Yanendriyanam, isn't it? So, even Chetanatvam itself, the consciousness, sentiency of the all subtle powers itself is possible only because of the mind becoming conscious and sentient. Mind becomes conscious and sentient only because of the manifestation of Chaitanya, consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, all actions, that's how body becomes live, body becomes active. So no physical activity can happen without the blessing of the Atma, the presence of Atma. no subtle functions are is possible because without the blessing of Atma. But Atma as such is what? Is always there, changelessly, as a source of all knowledge, which is of the nature of actionlessness. Your Atma is not the doer. And we always say what? Because we do not know, I actually refers to only this abstract formless consciousness. I does not refer to any of the objects. I does not refer to subject, nor even the objects. But I actually refers to the swarupa of the subject, the truth of the subject, and which alone becomes truth of the object also, truth of action also. See, not only kartuhu swarupam atma, karmanaha swarupam also is atma. Atma is the very truth of the doer, truth of the enjoyer, very truth of the any action, truth of the result of action. Atma is swarupam of everything, but atma is free from doership. Atma is not the doer. Isn't it? Again, we know very well, Atma is not only the doer, Atma has the enjoyer also. When I say Atma is not the doer, Atma has the enjoyer also. Atma is free from bhoktrutva enjoyership. Why? Because, again, enjoyer, the person who has identity with this body, mind, and complex alone can say, aham bhokta, I'm the enjoyer. Atma as such is what? Free from enjoyment. Without the blessing of Atma, no enjoyment is possible, no experience is possible. But Atma is swarupam of the enjoyment, swarupam of the enjoyer, swarupam of the enjoyed pleasure also. Atma is free from enjoyership. Therefore, Atma being free from doership and enjoyership, Atma is not subject of action. Atma does not become subject of action. Atma is not the object of action also. That's what is said here in this mantra. Because already we have seen the meanings elaborately, Swarupam. I don't need to explain much here. Ubhau tauna vijanitaha. The person who thinks, whoever says, I am the doer, that person does not know. Whoever thinks, oh, I become the victim of the object of action. Isn't it? I become the object of action. I am affected by the action. That person also does not know. Whoever thinks I am the enjoyer, that person does not know. And whoever thinks I become the victim of an action, victim object of an action, that person also does not know. No action can bring about any change on the part of the Atma. Why? Without Atma, no action can happen. How can Atma, the swarupam of the action, become affected by the result of action? Atma is absolutely untainted, untouched by the result of action also. Therefore, ubhau tauna vijanitaha, ayam nahanti, ayam nahanyate. So here, let's see the bhasham here. Evam, now we have seen the bhasham here. We have seen the literal meaning. Evam, bhutam apyatmanam, evam bhutam api atmanam, evam bhutam apyatmanam, sharira matrat, sharira matratma drishtihi, sharira matra atma drishtihi, sharira matra atma drishtihi, hanta ched, yadi manyate, now hanta. So ched means yadi. Shaja gives the meaning ched means yadi. Manyate is equal to chintayati. See, you all know very well. Shankara Bhagavatpada thinks you simple means ched is equal to yadi. If manyate is equal to chintayati. So manyate also thinks. See, manyate has so many meanings, considers, thinks, knows also some context. So in this context, thinks, chintayati. Manyate atmanepadam, chintayati parasmepadam. Two different roots, but the meaning is the same. Evam bhutam api atmanam. So, Evam bhutam api atmanam. Evam bhutam means what? Atma, which is of this nature. Atma is all pervasive reality obtaining as one's own self, even though this atma is of this sarupam. Which sarupam? Atma is free from doership and enjoyership. Atma is neither the doer, nor does atma become the victim of any action, object of any action. Still, Shariramatra Atma Drishtihi means what? Seeing the Atma merely as the body. Shariramatra Atma Drishtihi. So having the erroneous perception of Atma as the body, only body. Drishtihi here means perception. Shariramatra Atma Drishtihi. Having the erroneous perception of Atma as merely the body, thereby mistaking this Atma, and the body is involved in all physical activities, mistaking the body to be the Atma, thinking that Atma is the doer. Okay. Is the wrong notion. No, hanta chet. So chet means yadi manyate. Hanta iti manyate. Chintayati. If a person thinks Atma to be the killer, if a person thinks Atma to be the doer, Atma means what? Whoever says, I am the doer. See, entertaining the notion, I am the doer, is mistaking the Atma to be the doer. Understand? Why? I am Atma. This first person singular pronoun used by every individual to refer to oneself does not mean any of the objects. It refers only the subject of knowledge, and that knower is subject of knowledge. Knower does not have any form. What is knower? The knower actually refers to only knower is abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of being conscious. Therefore, pure consciousness alone is referred to by this first person singular pronoun I. Absolutely. But still, what happens? Hanta chet yadi manyate chintayati. If a person thinks Atma to be the destroyer, killer means Atma to be the doer. Why? Because of the erroneous perception of taking the body as the self. Hira matra atma drishtihi. And it is what? Hantum. Hanishyami enam iti. If a person thinks to kill someone, I'm going to kill. Hanishyami etam iti. I shall kill this person. I'm going to kill this person. I shall do this action. I'm going to do this action very firmly. I'm going to do this. I shall do this. Means it's a very, very strong notion that I am the doer. I shall do this. I'm going to do this. I shall kill this person. Enam aham khanishyami. So khanishyami, you can take it as what? I shall kill means what? I shall do this. I'm going to do this. I'll achieve this. A very strong notion we all entertain that I am the doer. All human beings entertain this wrong notion. Actually speaking, when you say, I shall, aham hanishyami, I shall kill, I shall do this, means we superimpose the doership upon the consciousness, Atma, referred to by this I. It's called superimposition. The leadership is superimposed because of the ignorance of the Atma. We don't know what Atma is, what Atma implies. We do not know the content of I. We do not know what I is, what I refers to. We do not know. Because we do not know, we mistake the body for the self. And we entertain a strong notion, I am the doer, I am going to do this, etc. The superimposition of doership upon the Atma is purely because of ignorance of what I refers to. Okay, next sentence. Yoha yaha api anyaha yaha yopyanyo yaha api anyaha. Also, another person who, also another person, not like this person who thinks Atma to be the doer, who superimposes the doership upon the Atma, also api anyaha, another person, yaha, who thinks hataha, who thinks Atma to be the killed, Atma to be the object of action. Saha api, that person also. Chet manyate, if he thinks. Hatam atmanam, if a person thinks atmanam, hatam. See, if a person thinks I am killed by somebody, I become a victim of, you know, other person's actions or behavior, such a person who considers himself to be the object of action, that person also, atmanam hatam manyate chet, atmanam hatam manyate chet, this person thinks that he atma is killed, or atma is object of action, hataha aham, hataha aham hatoham, iti, that person also, ubhavapi, ittubhavapi, means iti ubhavapi, ubhau api, both of them also, tau, those two people, both of them, na vijanitaha, they do not know. What they do not know? Swam atmanam. They do not know their own sorupam. They do not know the meaning of this first person singular pronoun I. They do not know the atma. They do not know their own essential nature being all pervasive reality implied by the term atma. Atmanam na vijanitaha. Yataha, why? Because how do we say that they do not know? The person who thinks, mistakes the Atma to be the doer, mistakes the Atma to be the object of action. Not only we don't use Atma, also, whoever thinks, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, whoever mistakes one's own self to be the doer, whoever mistakes one's own self to be the object of action, that person does not know one's own sorupam. Not the Atma. He is Atma Ajnani, self-ignorant person. How do we say? Yataha, because Nayam Hanti. Atma does not kill. Atma does not do any action. So what is na ayam hanti? What Shankara Bhagavatpada right here? Avikriyatvat atmanaha. Avikriyatvat atmanaha. So atma has avikriyatvam. Due to the avikriyatvam of the atma. Vikriyatvam means change. No? Having Atma does not have the status of being subject to change. Atma does not have vikriyatvam. avikriyatvat, due to the changelessness of the Atma, due to the nature of changelessness of the Atma. Avikriya swabhavat swarupatvat. Avikriyatvat means avikriya swarupatvat. As Atma is of the nature of changelessness, vikriyatvam means changefulness. Avikriyatvam, changelessness. Isn't it? Avikriyatvat. So, Atma has the nature of changelessness means Atma is all pervasive, therefore motion is not possible, change is not possible, therefore Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Naishkarmyam akartrutvam is the swarupam of the Atma. Avikriyatvat atmanah. Atma is free from doership. Atma is free from enjoyership also. Avikriyatvat atmanah tatha na hanyate. Atma is not killed, means Atma is not subject to any action. Atma does not be, Atma is an object of action. Atma does not become, Atma is not anything which is affected by the action. Atma is an object of action. Not only the subject of action, Atma has the object of action also. Na hanyate. So Shankara Bhagavatpada writes here, Akashavat avikriyatvad eva. Akashavat avikriyatvad. Now, he gives example, nearest example that can be given is the space example only. Akashaha avikriyaha. Akasha is subject to any change. Why? Because Akasha is of the nature of motionlessness. Space does not move. Why? Atma, space is all pervasive. So there's no action on the part of the space. Atma, space, nothing happens. Any action, any motion, any movement, any change can happen in space. But space itself does not become object of change, isn't it? Anything happens can happen in space. But space itself does not do anything. And space does not become the victim of any object of action also. Space is not affected by any action that happens, happening in space. What happens to the space when some action happens in space? Nothing. So, here, akashavat, the space, it's nothing happens for space being all pervasive. Anything can happen in space. What about the Atma? Atma, which is the accommodative of space also. Absolutely all pervasive is Atma. Atma is the subtlest. And Atma being all pervasive, Atma being motionless, Atma being changeless, Atma is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, Atma is absolutely free from doership and enjoyership. Akashavat avikriyatvat. Eva atmana hanyate. Atma doesn't become an object of action, affected by any action. Ato natmagnya vishaya eva ataha anatmagnya vishayaha eva. Ataha anatmagnya vishayaha eva. Dharma dharmadi lakshanaha samsaraha. So anatmagnya ataha, therefore, when ataha comes, subject, the teaching is summarized here. Ataha, therefore, anatmagnya vishayaha eva. Dharma dharmadi lakshanaha samsaraha na brahmajnyasya. So, atmajnyaha is brahmajnyaha. The knower of the truth of I is the knower of the all pervasiveness of the reality. So, knower of the Atma is the knower of the truth of the entire cosmos. Atma also implies the reality. Brahman also implies the reality. Only reality is implied by both these terms, Atma and Brahma. So reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. And same reality is implied by the term Atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. This all pervasive, limitless reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual is implied by the term Atma. The reality is arrived at as the surupma of the I knower. This reality is implied by the term Atma. There Atmagyaha Eva Brahmagyaha. So Shankara Bhagavad, another fact also is implies. What is he saying? Atmagyaha Eva Brahmagyaha. The person who knows one's own Sarupam alone is the knower of the truth of the entire cosmos. I don't know what is the meaning of the word I, but I know Brahma. Somebody says, that person does not know. Atmagyaha Eva Brahmagyaha. He says, and who has his samsara? Samsara in the form of dharma and adharma. The right, wrong, and the punyam, papam. And then going through these pairs of opposites. The samsara in the form of having to go through the experience of pairs of opposites. The results of right and wrong actions. All these is only for the matter of what matter pertaining to anatmagyaha, agyani only. Agyani only has to this problem, go through this problem of samsara. Anatmagyaha, anatmagya vishayaha eva samsaraha. Dharma, adharma, adi lakshana. Dharma, dharma, adi lakshana samsaraha is only for anatmagya, the person who is ignorant of the self. Na brahmagnyasya. The person of wisdom, the person who has the clear vision of the reality of the jagat being one's own self, for him, no samsaraha. There is, for him, there is no birth, for him there is no death, there is no sanchita karma, there is no agami karma. Even the parabdha karma is exhausted by his body, mind, sense complex. He is objective towards his parabdha karma also. He is already muktaha. Brahmagya is already free from bondage of samsara. He does not become free from samsara. He discovers his freedom, himself being free from samsara already, by discovering the reality, obtaining as one's own self. He discovers the freedom which is already there. Discovers the freedom which is already there. Even he is a free person. So, brahmagyasya na samsaraha. The bondage, this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with this experience of pairs of opposites, which caused by the right and wrong actions, the punya papa, etc. This samsara is only for anatmagya, not for brahmagya. Brahmagnyasya na samsaraha, anatmagnyasya eva visheha samsaraha. Okay. Shruti pramanyat nyayat cha. The two reasons are given. Shruti pramanyat. So, Shruti also says, and nyayatacha, logically also we can understand this fact. Shruti pramanyat, Shruti, here Shruti pramanyat, because of the Shruti having the status of being the means of knowledge of the self, through the Shruti pramanam also, we can arrive at this fact that definitely, Atma is Atmagyaha eva Brahmagyaha, and for him, there is no samsara. Shruti also says, and here, what Shruti says can be understood, what now? Nyayaticha, logically also. Dharma adharmadi anupapattehe. Because of the non-tenability of dharma and adharma on the part of the Atma. Atma has no punyam. Atma has no papam. Atma has no right action. There's nothing called right and wrong for the Atma. Atma has no right, Something is right for Atma, something wrong for Atma. No. There's no right and wrong on the part of the Atma. There's no good and bad on the part of the Atma. There's no punyam papam on the part of the Atma. Atma is free from right action, wrong action. Atma is free from punyam and papam. Atma is free from all these pairs of opposites. Okay, punyam and papam is possible only because of the Atma. Accumulation of punyam, accumulation of papam also is possible only in the presence of the Atma. Isn't it? Atma is free from right and wrong. Atma is free from punya papam. Atma is free from all pairs of opposites. So Atma has nothing. Dharma adharmadi anupapattehe. So it is not possible at all. Why? Because Atma is absolutely free from, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Dharma adharma anupapattehe. Okay, how do we say? Okay, Shastra Pramanam says, Shruti Pramanam says, Shruti Pramanyat, due to the Shruti statement, Atma is free from punya papam. Therefore, Atma has no doership and enjoyership. Logically also, how can we say that? How can Atma is free from doership and enjoyership? Because, so punya papam, the samsara is possible only if a person has punya papam in one's account. As long as you have sanchita karma, as long as you have, you're exhausting the power of the karma, the no, strong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I have paradha karma palam, I'm exhausting power of the karma palam, I'm the enjoyer, the strong notion is there, you will be accumulating agami karma also. Who is the one who accumulates agami karma? An ajnani who performs actions, the strong notion, I am the doer. An ajnani who performs, who goes through the experiences, pairs of opposites, the strong notion, I am going through the power of the karma. Such an ajnani who entertains the wrong notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, alone accumulates agami karma palani. If you are free from the notion that you are the doer, you are the enjoyer, then you will not accumulate agami karma. So freeing oneself from the wrong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, is possible only if you do not have wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Only if you do not mistake the anatma for the atma. And mistaking anatma for the atma is not possible only if you know what you are, essentially. If Atma Jnanam is there, Atma Jnanam is not there, the Adhyasa is not possible. Adhyasa is not there, Adhyaropa is not possible. Adhyaropa is not possible means wrong notions, Ahankara is not possible. I am the doer, I am the wrong, danger, notions will not be there. If wrong notions are not there, then there's no Kartrutvam, there's no Bhaktrutvam, there's no Punyam, there's no Sanchita Karma, there's no Agami Karma, there's no Punya Bhavam. Isn't it? So, punya being born again is possible only if you have punya papa in your account. If you know your atma, you have no punya papa. No punya papa means you will not be born again. See what happens in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self being atma, in atma ajnane, atma ajnana nashe, mano nashaha. See, mind will be resolved for good only if the self-ignorance becomes resolved. We've been talking of this, you know, this, what is freedom from bondage? This videha muktihi. Talk about videha muktihi. Of course, ajna, atma jnane, a person can attain what? Person attains sadhya muktihi, jivan muktihi. What is videha mukti? A person will not be born again. Because the possibility of being born again will not be there. Why? Because mind will be resolved for good. Along with the mind, all subtle aspects will be resolved for good. This manonasha, it will not happen at all unless and until Ajnanam is resolved, mind will not be resolved. Because all the emotions will resolve. Okay? The desires will resolve. Jealousy, hatred, anger, all this emotion will resolve for good if Ajnanam is resolved. As long as Ajnanam is there, mind will continue to survive. And as long mind surveys, there will be the dormant Ahankara. So the mind will, again, in keeping with the Parabdha Karma, mind will be assuming new, fresh bodies repeatedly, again be coming into this world. It's called Punaha Punaha Janma. Punaravrittihi. Because only as long as mind surveys. Only mind will be resolved for good. Mind not being not there, assuming another body is also not possible. Being born again is not possible. It is called Videha Muktihi. And even because the Parma person will not be born again, no karma in his account. So, does he have to exhaust all the karmas to have nil account in his account? No. Without having to exhaust all the punya papams, having all of his own account also, just by freeing oneself, discovering the fact that one's own self is consciousness, which is free from doership and enjoyership, a person can free oneself from bondage of samsara. Understand? Punaravrittihi. That's what is meant by this word. Dharma dharmadi anupapattehe. Dharma dharmadi anupapattihi. Dharma adharmadi anupapattihi means it is not possible, untenability of having to exhaust the punya papam is because the person has no punya papam in his account. Due to the reason the person does not have punya papam in his own account, because he is free from enjoyership, therefore no birth is possible. Okay. Now next mantra. Therefore, now we having discussed the Atma Swarupam in two mantras, now again Lord Yama is going to next mantra. So Shankaracharya introduces this mantra saying, Katham Punaha Atmanam Janati. Katham Punaha Atmanam Janati Ityuchyate. The following 20th mantra, it is said, how a person then knows one's own Swarupam. How does a person discover Atma Swarup, Atma, discover the truth of I, the actual substance or the substantive I? How does the person discover Atma Swarupam, the truth of I? That is said in the following mantra. Katham punaha atmanam janati ityuchyate. So atma ajnanat, because of self-ignorance, there is adhyasaha, erroneous self-perception. Because of erroneous self-perception, there is adhyaropaha, superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma. And because of adhyasa, there is asha. There's a fundamental problem of smallness centered on I, inadequacy centered on I. Therefore, the desire comes into the picture, asha. Because kama, avisa avidya, kama. Then because of kama, desire, then karma, action. And because of action, one accumulates punya papam. Because a person accumulates punya papam, the strong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, the person has to be born again to exhaust the punya papam. Is it clear? This is how samsara is. Therefore, atma ajnana teva samsaraha means atma ajnanam has to be resolved, for which one has to know atma. So how does the atma person know the atma? Katham punaha atmanam janati. How does a person then know the atma? Discover the Atma, that is said here. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. ఆత్మస్య జంతో రహితో గుహాయాం ఆత్మస్య జంతో రహితో గుహాయాం తమక్రతుః పశ్యతి వీత శోకః తమక్రతుః పశ్యతి వీత శోకః ధాతు ప్రసాదాన్ మహిమానమాత్మనః ధాతు ప్రసాదాన్ మహిమానమాత్మనః అనోరణీయాన్ మహతో మహీయాన్ ఆత్మస్య జంతో నిహితో గుహాయాం తమక్రతుః పశ్యతి వీత శోకో ధాతు ప్రసాదాన్ మహిమానమాత్మనః అనోహో అణియాన్ మహతః మహీయాన్ ఆత్మా అస్య జంతోహో గుహాయాం నిహితః ఆత్మా నిహితః అస్తి ఆత్మా ఈజ్ ప్లేస్డ్ నిహితః మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్లేస్డ్ బట్ రియల్ ఆత్మా కెనాట్ బి లొకేటెడ్ దిస్ వీ హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ డిస్కస్ వెన్ యూ డిడ్ ది మూల గ్రంథ వెన్ యూ డిడ్ ది ఒరిజినల్ టెక్స్ట్ వితౌట్ భాష్యం వీ ఆల్రెడీ అండర్స్టుడ్ దిస్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ర సో అస్య జంతోహో గుహాయాం ఆత్మా నిహితః అనోహో అణియాన్ మహతః మహీయాన్ ఆత్మా అస్య జంతోహో గుహాయాం నిహితః దిస్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ హిడెన్ ఇన్ ది కేవ్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇండివిజువల్ బీయింగ్ సో తమ్ అక్రతుః పశ్యతి వీతశోకః ధాతు ప్రసాదాత్ మహిమానం ఆత్మనః తమ్ అక్రతుః ధాతు ప్రసాదాత్ ఆత్మనః మహిమానం పశ్యతి వీతశోకః వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ సే హియర్ వాస్ హి సేస్ అస్య జంతోః గుహాయాం అస్య ఆత్మా నిహితః సో ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ సర్చింగ్ ఫార్ ది ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్ ద రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ద ఎంటైటీ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మాస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ ఆత్మా ఆర్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ దేర్స్ నో ప్లేస్ నో టైమ్ నో ఆబ్జెక్ట్ వేర్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ నాట్ వెన్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ నాట్ the absolute reality, all pervasive reality is always there, everywhere it is there, in everything it is there, still Atma is available for recognition in the cave of the mind of this person. Asya guhayam, asya jantoho guhayam nihitaha. Atma is not located, Atma cannot be located because Atma is all pervasive. Atma is all, the reality being all pervasive, it cannot be located in a given place. Everything is, Atma is the locus of everything. Atma is that in which everything enjoys existence, including time and space. Atma is the Atma is the locus of time, the space, and all the subtle and gross and mobile, immobile beings. Atma is that in which everything exists. Atma is not in everything. Isn't it? Atma is not the location. Atma is not located. So all pervasive Atma cannot be placed here. What it means is Atma is available for recognition only in the cave of mind. The guha here implies the mind. And this also explained many times why mind is said to be a cave. Do you remember this? Mind is said to be a cave. Because mind is constituted of countless number of thoughts, you know, which can be divided into four as manaha, buddhihi, chitta, ahankaraha. Still, one has to negate all the thoughts, also subjects of knowledge. And one has to arrive at the final thought. What is final thought? That thought, aham vrittihi, amasmi iti jnanam. The vritti without which the jnanam, without which no other thought is possible, that vritti jnanam is what? Aham it asmi iti vritti jnanam. The knowledge of one's own self-existence must be there. without which no other thought is possible, no other cognition is possible. And that is the Aham Asmiti Gyanam, is the dead end of the mind. But before the knowledge of self-existence, there cannot be any other thought. Any other thought pertaining to any other object is possible. Any emotion is possible. Any desire is possible. Memory is possible only, first of all, if there is knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. Therefore, that I am, knowledge of self-existence, is what aham, I cognition, is the first and the foremost of the vritti jnanams. It will be the dead end of the mind. And one has to go negating all the thoughts. One has to arrive at that aham vrittihi. Avasmi iti jnanam. Then one has to see what is the source of that knowledge of self-existence. Where does this knowledge I rise from? Where does this knowledge I exist? Where does it resolve? Because in the waking state, knowledge I am exists. Is there? Whenever there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, that is waking state. Whenever the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am is not there, that is deep sleep state. Which means this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am comes and goes. So ahankara also comes and goes. This knowledge of self-existence coming and going also is known. Therefore, the knower of knowledge. In deep sleep state, there is ignorance of self-existence. In waking state, there is knowledge of self-existence. Ignorance is also known, an object of experience. Knowledge of self-existence also is object of experience. Therefore, ahankara is also object of experience. Is it clear? Object of knowledge. The knower of ignorance of self-existence, obtaining in deep sleep state, the knower of the existence of knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in the waking state, is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Are you all with me? That knower is formless abstract reality. This is how one has to arrive at the reality. That's why the always mind is said to be a cave, because just as so many things are in the cave, the entrance of the cave, so many things will be there. One has to, the person who goes in the hunting, you know, goes searching for the something hidden in the cave. He goes searching and pushing all the bushes and outside, and he has to go. How far a person should go into the cave when he goes in search of the some you know, something is precious. He wants to search and discover something inside the cave. And he goes into the cave. Treasure hunt. You know? And the person goes, he'll keep on going. And there'll be a dead end of the cave. He cannot go anywhere. And he goes, and there's no light also. He goes and gets hit somewhere. He stops there. He reaches the dead end of the cave, and there he discovers the treasure. Similarly, the person also, you know, is leaving all the thoughts. He goes to the dead end of the mind, as though the dead end of the mind, the cave of dead end of the mind, and there he discovers this aham vritti, isn't it? And what is this aham asmi? I stands for chit, and am stands for existence, the pure conscious existence. I am the knowledge of self-existence, which comes and goes. And there the person understands the knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the waking state is known. The knowledge of self-existence, ignorance of self-existence obtaining the deep sleep state also is known. If the knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from knowledge and ignorance, that knower is of the nature of knowing pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Shuddham Chaitanyam, we say that. And that consciousness, because it's the reality, is all pervasive reality is available for recognition as the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, only in the cave of mind. Therefore it is said, Asya Jantoho Guhayam Atma Nihitaha. Atma being arrived at as a swarupam of the knower, subject. And Atma is what? Anoho Aniyan, Mahataha Mahiyan. See, small and big, subtle and gross. Anything is what? Object of knowledge. So Atma is subtler than the subtlest, because the knower of the subtlest thing is distinct from the subtlest. Okay, knower of the subtlest is subtler than the known. A knower of the grossest also, what now? Big knower of the biggest also bigger than the biggest. Understand? Anoho, and because knower is the subtler gross. What big subtle and gross? Nothing, no object exists outside of the knower. No object of knowledge has independent existence of its own outside of the knower. Therefore, the knower of the subtlest is subtler than the known. Knower of the grossest is the biggest is the bigger than the known. So, anoho, aniyan, mahataha, mahiyan, and that atma is available for recognition in the cave of mind of this individual being. Tam atmanam pashyati, the person sees. Who is the one sees here? Akratuhu pashyati. And vitashokaha. So, akratuhu, please make a note, we must be very careful. The word kratuhu literally means yajna. Okay? Here akratuhu does not mean non-doer anything. Akratuhu here means the person who does not involve himself in any of the rituals or activities is the one who is free from the desires. Akratuhu implies the person who is free from desires. The free from desires means what? The person who has grown out of desire for anything in the world is desireless person. So the dispassionate person, desireless person has grown out of passion or desire for anything in the world, knowing the limitations that they cannot free him from bondage of karma. Such a person who knows it is the knowledge of the truth alone will help him claim, take ownership of fullness, which is already there as his own swarupam. See, treasure hunt, when a person goes to the cave searching for some treasure, why does he make the effort of going there? He knows it is possible for him to get the treasure. The person who is aspiring for Atma Jnanam also knows the value of this Jnanam. Why? In discovering one's own swarupam, the fullness, the limitlessness, the happiness, everlasting happiness, which he is searching for also, is there and already there as his own swarupam. He need not attain happiness. He can discover, take ownership of happiness. Fullness is already there as his own swarupam, for which he need to discover the truth. Therefore, the person who knows the value of knowledge, as with the total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, when he is given to the pursuit of jnanam, that person, akratuhu, naturally, he is being free from desire for anything else. Isn't it? The dispassionate, desireless person, akratuhu, pashyati, he sees that Atma. Okay? How does he see? Dhatu prasadat. Dhatu prasadat pashyati. Again, you have to be very careful. Dhatu here means all his instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge. Dhatu nam prasadat, dhatu prasadat. Dhatu, see, tritiyarthe panchami. Dhatu nam prasadena is the meaning. Tritiyarthe panchami here, which means through the tranquilization of his organs, the pacification of organs, through the serenity of his organs. Dhatu prasadena, through the tranquilization or pacification or serenity of organs, this person sees, which means what? He makes a lot of effort. He living a life of dharma, consciously living a life of dharma. He has mastery over his sense organs and organs of actions. That is how he practices shamaha and damaha. Without having certain degree of mastery over one's own body, mind, sense complex, one cannot have a disciplined mind. Without disciplined mind, it's not possible for one to discover the Atma. The distracted, disturbed-minded person, indisciplined-minded person, cannot have the vision of the truth. If a person has to have certain degree of mastery over one's own mind, then he must have mastery over one's own, all the organs also. A person who lives a disciplined life, such a person, he becomes eligible for the attainment of jnanam. He discovers the Atma. Thereby what happens? He says, tam mahim atmanaha tam mahimanam pasyati. He sees the one's own sorupam. Atmanaha mahimanam pasyati means he sees the greatness. He sees the greatness of one's own self. The sorupam of I, the content of I. He sees the greatness of one's own self means what? Understands how one's own sorupam is nothing but pure abstract reality consciousness. This consciousness is one. The consciousness is secondless. The consciousness is all pervasive. The consciousness is indivisible. Consciousness is undivided. Consciousness is free from all the wrong notions. Consciousness is free from all the emotions. Consciousness is the swarupam, the truth of everything, without which there cannot be individual, there cannot be Jagat, there cannot be Ishvara also. This is what seeing the oneness of the reality. The reality being the reality of the everything. There cannot be Ishvara, there cannot be Jagat, there cannot be Jiva also. There cannot be Aham, there cannot be Idam, there cannot be Jagat, Ishvara. Without this Aham, this is Swarupam. This is how the person discovers Mahimanam. Atmanaha Mahimanam Pashyati. He discovers the greatness, the glory of the Atma. Mahimanam Pashyati. When a person discovers one's own greatness, one's the sorupam of the greatness of one's real self, in which he resolves the duality, in the wake of which he resolves the plurality as mithya, then he becomes free from grief. Vitashokaha bhavati. Vigataha shokaha yasmat. Vitashokaha. How does the person become Vitashokaha? He does not push the shoka anywhere else. The shokaha resolves. Grief resolves effortlessly. The grief is a symptom of, the disease of Atma ignorance only. The grief resolves and ignorance resolves. In the wake of knowledge, a person sees the greatness of one's own sorupam. Seeing one's greatness of one's own sorupam means what? No, other person's not great, only I am great. Not that way. The person sees the greatness of one's own sorupam means he does not see a second thing other than one's own self. Absolutely. He has absolute vision of essential oneness of Jiva Jagadishwara. Therefore, this person becomes Vitashokaha. So, here again, in this mantra, Lord Yama says, this reality, the vastu, is available for recognition only in one's own mind. The person, by living a clean, disciplined life, following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, when he becomes adequately qualified, none can obstruct, prevent him from having this vision. He has the vision of the truth. Thereby, he becomes free from, he understands his greatness, greatness of the Atma. thereby he becomes free from sorrow. Vitashokaha bhavati. Now, simple lessons. Not listen to that other Upanishads, nothing. Still, we'll read it. Is it clear? Dhatu prasadat akratuhu atmanaha tam mahimanam pashyati. Is it clear? Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam here. Anoho. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes first this word, Anoho. The first word of the mantra is what? Anoho. You all know very well. Ukarantaha pulingha anushabdaha. Tessa shabdesa shashti bhakto ekavachane anoho iti rupam. So, Anoho. Anoho means what? Sukshmat. Anoho is equal to sukshma. Anoho means sukshma. Sukshmam. Anoho ityukte sukshmat. Aniyan. Aniyan. Shyamakadehe anutaraha. Shyamakadehe anutaraha. It is smaller. How? Atma is smaller than the smallest. The smaller means we need some understanding what is small. So Shankaracharya gives the example, Shyamaka Dehe, Shyamaka, etc. Atma is smaller than the smallest, such as Shyamaka, etc. Shyamaka is mustard seed. Understand? Shyamaka Adehe Anutaraha Aniyan Ityukte Anutaraha. Sukshmat shyamakadehe aniyan is equal to anutaraha. It is smaller than the smallest things such as mustard seeds, etc. Why? Because atma is never the known. Isn't it? The reality is always of the nature of knowing. Reality is ever of the nature of knowing. Therefore, there is no knower at all other than the Atma. Even though Atma is not the knower, there is no knower at all other than the Atma. Is it clear? The knower obtaining in every individual mind, nothing but Atma. There is only knower obtaining in all the minds as a rupa of the I. Is it clear? Therefore, without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Without the knowledge, there cannot be the known. Subtle or small or big. However smallest the known is, Atma is the truth of the known. Atma being the truth of the known, Rupa of the known. Atma is the existence of the known as the knower. Therefore, Atma is smaller than the smallest, such as mustard seed, etc. So also same thing you have to apply here also. Next sentence. Mahato, mahat. Mahato means mahataha. Mahataha means what? Mahato, when you break it, mahataha. Again, mahataha. Mahat takaranta shabda. Mahataha. Mahat parimanat. Mahiyan. So mahat parimanat mahiyan. So, Mahat Parimanat means anything of big size. Mahat Parimanat. Mahat Parimanat. Mahat Taraha. Mahiyan is equal to Mahat Taraha. Atma is bigger than the biggest. Atma is bigger than the biggest. How? Prithivyadehe, Prithivi, etc. How big when compared to many things in the, there are so many big things in the world. So, Prithivi Adehe. Prithivi, can you know how big is the Prithivi earth? We have no clue, okay? Prithivi means we see a little small earth we see in front of us. Prithivi is also inexplicably big. Space is inexplicably big. No, every element is big. And Prithivi, the earth, entire earth, when you say very big. So Atma is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest, because small and big are adjectives describing the objects of knowledge. And all the objects of knowledge enjoy their existence only in the Atma, which is of the nature of knowing. Every small or big, all the objects which enjoy different qualifications, enjoy the status of being existent only in the light of knowledge. If there's no knowledge, means all the objects will remain covered in darkness of ignorance. When objects remain covered in darkness of ignorance, objects lose their status of being existent. What happens in deep sleep state? The world exists. The entire world of objects exists. But still, entire world of objects of different qualifications loses its status of being existent when it is covered by darkness of ignorance. When this manifestation of knowledge, Ahamasmi, imitates Idamasti, only in the this manifestation of knowledge, the entire world of objects of countless number of forms, of innumerable countless number of qualifications, adjectives, the entire world shines, enjoys its status of being existent only when it is lit by the light of knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, the known enjoys its existence only in the presence of the consciousness which has the status of being the knower, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, Atma is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. So it is Prithivyadehe Mahiyan. Mahiyan means Mahattaraha. Mahat, Mahattaram, Mahattamam. Understand? Atma is pulling a shabda. Therefore, Mahattaraha. Atma is bigger, greater than the greatest, biggest, such as earth, etc. For small thing, he gives example of mustard seed. For the big thing, he gives example of the earth. What big and small? Okay, Atma is everything exists in the Atma only. Again, we all know very well the entirety of the object of small, subtle, big, gross and grossest objects. The entire universe shines only in the light of manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, that's why the manifest power of knowing is called knowledge. Unmanifest power of knowing is called ignorance. The power of knowing, the reality is endowed the power of knowing, and this power of knowing unmanifest is called ajnanam, avidya, maya. The power of knowing manifest is called knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, the world doesn't shine also, and outside of Ishvara, out of the reality. The world when shines or does not shine, doesn't have existence outside of the knowledge. That is why the world is, the entire world is non-different, non-separate from the truth. That's why it is said, bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. Okay, next sentence I'm reading. Anu Mahadva. Anu Mahadva. Whether an object, anything that is here is tiny, small or big. Anuva Mahadva. Anu Mahadva. Whether an object is subtle or gross, small or big. Yadasti loke. Anu Mahadva Yadasti loke. Whatever object is here in this world, the small or big, Vastu tat tenaiva Atmana. So, Anu Mahadva Yadasti loke Vastu. Please make a note. I always use the term Vastu only to mean the reality Atma. Is it clear? That which alone is Vastu. But here, anu yadasti yad vastu asti loke, which vastu here is an object, not atma here. The word vastu does not mean atma here. Yad vastu asti loke anuva mahadva. Whatever object exists in this world, small or big. The red tip on yad should go with the vastu. Yad vastu anuva mahadva loke asti. Whichever object which exists in this world, small or big. Is it clear? Please make a note, the word vastu does not refer to atma or brahma. The word refers to any object. Yad vastu, whatever object. Anu va mahadva, small or big. Yad asti, it exists in this world. That object, tena eva atmana nityena. Tena eva atmana nityena. Tena nityena atmana eva atmavat sambhavati. Tena nityena atmana eva atmavat sambhavati. Nityena atmana eva atmavat sambhavati means what? Every object enjoys its existence only because of that timeless reality atma. Nityena atmana, by means the timeless reality atma alone, atmavat sambhavati. Atmavat sambhavati means it enjoys existence. It's only because of the atma. Like what? Only because of the light, any opaque thing, atmavat means it has the status of being the existence. It enjoys existence. It becomes endowed with existence. See, light is, when the presence of the light, an opaque thing called a chair or table, what now? Becomes endowed with the existence. In darkness, the opaque thing loses its status of being existent. In darkness, the opaque thing exists, but it loses its status of being existent. When an opaque thing loses its status of being existent, it is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? Similarly here, just as in the presence of the light, opaque thing becomes endowed with the existence, enjoys the status of being existent, being illumined by the light. So also, yadva vastu anuva mahadva loke asti. Tad tenaiva nityena atmana atmavat sambhavati. So every object, any object, small or big, which exists in the world, enjoys the status of being existent, becomes endowed with the existence only being illumined by the light of knowledge. Only because of this timeless reality consciousness implied by the term Atma. So, tenaiva tadvastu tena nityena atmana eva atmavat sambhavati. Sambhavati means bhavati. That's all. Okay. It becomes, atmavati means what? It becomes the one having the status of being existence. It becomes something which is endowed with the existence. If without Atma, what would happen? It would remain covered in darkness of ignorance. It would lose its status of being existent. It would be as good as non-existent. Therefore, Atma is bigger than the biggest, hotter than the subtlest. It is Atma which lends existence to anything and everything known in the world. Even Astitvam itself because of the Atma. Because of the Atma alone, Astitvam itself. தது ஆத்மனா விநிர்முக்தம், தது ஆத்மனா விநிர்முக்தம் அசத் சம்பத்யதே. ஆத்மனா விநிர்முக்தம் அசத் சம்பத்யதே. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், when an opaque thing is released from the light is removed, the light, when they turn, we turn the switch off, the light goes, opaque thing becomes vinirmuktam. Prakashena vinirmuktam opaque vastu asat sampadyate, it becomes as good as non-existent. Similarly, atmana vinirmuktam, an object which is free from the light of knowledge becomes as good as non-existent. Asat sampadyate. What is example? In deep sleep state, when there's no manifestation of knowledge, there's no knowledge of self-existence, there cannot be knowledge of self-existence of the world also, the whole world until you wake up from sleep becomes covered in darkness of ignorance. The world, then in sleep, the world, even though the world exists, the world loses its status of being existence. So jagataha astitvam nasti, isn't it? The world loses its status of being existent when it is covered by darkness of ignorance. The world again enjoys the status of being existent only when there is manifestation of knowledge. Isn't it? The world, including time and space, is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge to come to light, thereby to have the status of being existent. So, in example is the deep sleep state only. Okay? So, Atmana Vinirmuktam Jagat. ஆத்மனா விநிர்முக்தம் அசத் சம்பத்யதே தது. That object means any object or the entire world also, we can say including time and space, becomes as good as non-existent when this any object is free, becomes free from the, means it is covered by darkness of ignorance. Vinirmuktam, it is released from light of knowledge. Atmana vinirmuktam, it is given up by the knowledge. It, which means, when there is no manifestation of knowledge. Asat sampadyate. Asat sampadyate means asat bhavati. That's the meaning. It's as good as non-existent. Tasmat, therefore, அசாவேவ அசௌ ஏவ அசாவேவ ஆத்மனோஹோ அனியான் மகதோ மஹியான். அசௌ ஏவ ஆத்மா அனோஹோ அனியான் மகதோ மஹியான். வாட்? சர்வ நாம ரூப் சர்வநாமரூப வஸ்து உபாதிகத்வாத். ஆத்மா ஹாஸ் திஸ் சர்வநாமரூப வஸ்து உபாதிகத்வாத். எவ்ரி ஃபார்ம் டினோட்டட் பை எனி வேர்ட் அசோல்ட் வித் எனி பர்பஸ், எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி உபாதி. Only the manifesting medium, every object including time and space, subtle or gross, big or small, everything has the status of being the manifesting medium, the upadhi. Okay, with what? Every object means what? Any name, any word, any object having the status of being the manifesting medium, the upadhi. Atma alone is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. There's no big, no object with any qualification, big or small, enjoys its existence outside of the Atma. Is it clear? Very nice. ஆத்மா அனோஹோ அணியான் மகதோ மகியான் சர்வ நாம ரூப வஸ்து உபாதிகத்வாத். Which means, we can say, even though light and opaque things, any opaque thing, all the opaque things which shine in the light, to enjoy the existence in the light, they are different. Light is different, opaque things are different, completely different. But still, opaque thing can never enjoy the status of being existent outside of the light. Opaque thing has no independent existence at all outside of the light. That is why every opaque thing serves as a reflecting medium for the light. Thereby it becomes the reflection of the light. Opaque thing which serves as a reflecting medium of the light becomes the very reflection of the light only. Similarly here, every inert material object, everything known is object only, everything known is jadam only. Subtle or gross, everything known is jadam. Yadrishyam ta jadam. And every object which is of the nature of inertness enjoys the status of being existent, being manifesting medium for this atma, the consciousness. Therefore, the opaque, the inert material object which serves as a manifesting medium is actually the manifestation of consciousness only. Therefore, consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is shining as every object in this universe. That is why entire Jagat is nothing but knowledge. Why? Entire verse is manifestation of knowledge. Look at the whole Jagat as manifestation of knowledge. You say manifest knowledge is Ishvara. That means the whole Jagat is Ishvara. Understand? The whole Jagat is knowledge. Nothing but knowledge here. Like entire world of opaque things is nothing but light, manifestation of light. The entire world of objects experience the waking state, including time and space, is what? Knowledge. Jnanam. Ishvaraha sadrupena. Jnana rupena, jagad rupena bhati. See, you repeatedly listening, you will understand this. Okay, I'm going to stop here now. We'll continue tomorrow. It's okay? Atma anoho aniyan mahato mahiyan sarva nama rupa vastu upadhikatvat sahacha. I'll stop here. Sahacha atma asya jantoho brahmadistamba paryantasya prani jatasya guhayam hridaye nihitaha atmabhutaha sthitaha ityarthaha. So we'll see the meaning of the sentence tomorrow. It's okay? This I need to explain properly. I'll do it tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.